This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Our expert for this journey is Karen Sawada. She joins us on the phone. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Now, this is an interesting one, the Shroud of Turin. Tell us about this.
Well, the Shroud of Turin is probably one of the best known religious artefacts in the world, and it has been known to religious scholars and churches, the Catholic Church in particular, since about the 16th century AD. So it's not an object that's been around for very long in archaeological terms. It's one that the origins of which we really don't know anything about it. It hasn't come from an archaeological excavation. It just appears in the scholarly, in the religious literature from about the 16th century onwards. And of course, nowadays, one can see it in the cathedral in Turin. Every now and then, it's put on display. In fact, it's on display at the moment until the 23rd of May, which is very unusual because it only goes on display for very short periods of time. So it is a piece of linen that measures 4 by 4 by 1.1 meters, and it's said to be the burial shroud of Jesus himself. But this is an enormously controversial conclusion, and is one that the Catholic Church itself has never confirmed or denied. I mean, they make no comment on the authenticity of various religious relics, and this is a relic on which they've been silent. But a lot of people believe it is the burial shroud of Jesus, owing to an image of a man apparently crucified, which appears on the shroud itself, on the linen. Interestingly, however, it can only be seen clearly when a photograph is taken and seen in the negative. So it's very hard to see in the positive. If you turn up and see it, it looks like a piece of brown linen with a few red marks on it. Mm. Very hard to make the image, to see what the image is until you see a negative of it, and then the image of the man, a dead man with his eyes closed, with his hands over his pelvic area, with apparent marks related to crucifixion, can be seen. But there's a lot of controversy about it. It's interesting, I think, that the face itself looks very much like the kind of images that we think of Jesus from medieval art. We don't know what Jesus looked like. We have no images of him from the first century. There's no description of him in the Bible. We don't know whether he had blonde hair or brown hair or black hair or whether he wore a beard or not. But this image of this man does look very similar to the kind of images that conform to the iconography of Jesus from medieval art. It's been tested many times. The textile itself has been examined. The pigments have been examined. Most recently, the textile was radiocarbon dated by three separate labs, and the shroud itself was thought to be a medieval forgery based on those radiocarbon dates. But it seems that the whole area of shroud scholarship is just shrouded in controversy, and even to this day, I think it's fair to say that the actual method of producing the image has not yet been scientifically confirmed.
There you go. I think I saw one on eBay. No, that's a joke. That's a joke. Well, that's an inappropriate joke.
Well, we know that Jesus was buried with a linen cloth, because the Bible itself mentions linen strips and a shroud that was accompanied his burial. So we know that there was linen involved in the preparation of his body. But as to whether this is actually the burial shroud of Jesus, I think is a highly questionable conclusion. The carbon dates that were obtained by three separate labs acting independently were in the range of 1260 to 1390 AD, with a 95% probability of certainty of those dates, which would suggest that the shroud itself is a medieval forgery. Now, that, I think, is a very compelling scientific conclusion, although there are some issues in preparing textiles for carbon-14 dating, which mean that the dates can sometimes be questioned. But the fact that three highly reputable labs got the same date range for different samples, I think, is a significant one that can't be dismissed lightly. On the other hand, there are aspects to how the image was actually got onto the linen shroud itself that we haven't yet found answers to. So it's a very interesting object, and one that will remain highly enigmatic. And I suspect that only increase improvements in scientific techniques and laboratory techniques will answer these questions over the next generation.
One question, though. Linen, I don't expect you to be able to answer this either. Over 2,000 years, even preserved as best as possible, and our theories on that would change over time as well, could it actually survive 2,000 years, a piece of linen?
Oh, yes, indeed. Absolutely. I mean, Egyptian linens have been, textiles have been preserved from 4,000 BC. We have linen used in burial preparations, ancient Egyptian burial preparations, that's 6,000 years old, fragments of linen. And certainly in very dry climates of where the humidity is low, such as the hills of the Judean hills where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found, in Egypt, of course, in the desert, very high level of preservation of organic remains of all kinds, not just linen, but wood, basketry, other forms of woven materials, leather, all of these things are very well preserved. So, yes, it's easily plausible that a shroud from the first century could have been passed down. And, of course, being the burial shroud of, if it is the burial shroud of Jesus, which I have to say personally I don't think it is, but a shroud of a venerated individual could have been retained and preserved and looked after by people of that time and simply passed down through generations. And one can imagine that as a lot of these relics have been passed down to us over many hundreds of years, it's not implausible that such an object would have survived over a very long period of time under the right conditions.
I'll have to start buying linen trousers because mine rip all the time. Thank you so much, Karen.
No problem.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.